Son of a love it mother. It's bleeped. Bull.
Stefani is joining us this morning to play Bleep BS, and the way this game works is pretty simple. We've got three audio clips for you, and you just have to get two out of the three correct. These are all popular people talking about things that have happened to them or things that they do, and there's just some strategically placed bleeps. You're trying to figure out what they're talking about. I'll play the clip for you, and then I'll give you the multiple choice as to what it could possibly be, and then I'll play the clip for you one more time. You make your guess. Again, two out of three correct, and you're going to be our winner today, okay?
Awesome.
All right. So the first one is Lenny Kravitz. And you're trying to figure out where Lenny usually wears his bathrobe. Clip number one of Bleep BS.
I'm normally in some like bathrobe, man. And what's I end up for some hours. And then, you know, people that come by and they're, you know, I'm sitting there, you know, looking like Fred Sanford in some old bathrobe. But yeah, it's usually a bathrobe. And sometimes I end up all day in the bathrobe.
So does Lenny Kravitz normally wear his bathrobe A, at home, B, on the road, or C, in the studio? One more time.
I'm normally in some like bathrobe, man. And what's I end up for some hours. And then, you know, people that come by and they're, you know, I'm sitting there, you know, looking like Fred Sanford in some old bathrobe. But yeah, it's usually a bathrobe. And sometimes I end up all day in the bathrobe.
So is it at home, on the road, or in the studio?
At home.
At home is incorrect, unfortunately.
Where does he wear his bathrobe?
In the studio. In the studio.
Is it because he can't be contained by pants? Is that why he wears the bathrobe?
I mean,
is that what's going on?
Because
here?
Of course Lenny Kravitz is walking around the studio in his bathrobe.
These pants are just too constricting.
All right, on to number two. So we have two more to go. You must get these next two correct in order to win today. Otherwise, caller number 10 is going to win. Betty White. You're trying to figure out what Betty White says was one of her most exciting nights. Here's the clip.
I thought the biggest I'd ever had. I'm talking to Lorne Michaels now. Boy, you yourself tonight, Lorne. The big and I could. It's incredible that I'm still.
One of the most exciting nights of her life was A, when she got married, B, when she was hosting Saturday Night Live, or C, arriving on the set for her first major shoot. One more time.
I thought the biggest I'd ever had. I'm talking to Lorne Michaels now. Boy, you yourself tonight, Lorne. The big and I could. It's incredible that I'm still.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. What do you think it is? When she got married, when she hosted Saturday Night Live, or when she arrived on the set of her first major shoot?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to say Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, there you go. She's talking about Lorne Michaels there. So
still
on the board with one.
90 plus years old, huh?
I love Betty White.
All right. Well,
get awesome. You some.
And this final one is Chevy Chase, who we were talking about earlier. You're trying to figure out what Chevy did with Bob Dylan.
He went and sat by the fireplace right nearby and took his out. Within literally 5 minutes, the whole place was in that room. Everybody just wanted so he got into bed with me. I mean, like a single bed all night. But I had Bob. Wow. Isn't that funny?
That is funny. You Bob Dylan.
Oh, boy.
Did they A, sleep together, B, co-write a song together, or C, did Bob Dylan give him a massage? One more time.
He went and sat by the fireplace right nearby and took his out. Within literally 5 minutes, the whole place was in that room. Everybody just wanted to. So he's got into bed with me. I mean, like a single bed all night. But I had Bob.
Wow.
Isn't that funny?
That is funny. You Bob Dylan.
For the win, is it A, slept together, B, co-wrote a song, or C, he gave him a massage?
They slept together.
He slept together is correct, yes. Was he being serious?
Well, but maybe they just took like a nap together.
Maybe.
I don't know. Well, congratulations. Wow. You got two out of three correct. That means you're the winner today.
Image I not going to be able to get out of my head today.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X 107.5.